Good evening. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Eric Kohler.
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
I'm all right.
What can I do for you today?
So I had to unplug my modem and router to move some stuff. And then when I plugged it back in, the network is not coming back online.
Okay. It does take a few minutes.
They're saying not range. It's been about 10 minutes.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay. And so you disconnected just the router, or did you disconnect the modem as well?
Both.
Okay. My next question for you is, did the fiber cable get bent at all?
No.
Okay. All right, because those sometimes if they
get... I did have to unplug that and plug it back in. I had to reroute it into a new piece of furniture.
Gotcha, okay. So it very well could be, just make sure that the connection with the fiber cable is secure, and I mean very tight, because even if it's just a little bit loose, it can mess with the connection.
Okay. So it seems to be in there pretty good.
Okay. All right, and just bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and go into the other system. Just check the modem, the ONT. That way, I can determine whether it's the router or if it's the modem. So just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, Eric, what is your service address, please?
1 Prospect Street, Saugerties, New York.
Thank you. All right. And just in the event that we do get disconnected, what's the best phone number for me to call back?
845-616-8405.
Perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and take a look at that. I appreciate you verifying your information for me. Pulling it up now. Are there any lights on the modem?
Yes.
What are they showing at, please?
So the...
There should be 3 lights on the black box.
There's 2. There's the power, and then the one next to it.
Okay. I mean, on this one, it looks perfectly fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reboot that.
Okay.
Just so that it might give it that little extra oomph.
All right. And then there's a white cable in the back that runs to the router?
Yes. So that should be the Ethernet port. Should be an Ethernet cable.
So there's 2 ports there. Which one is that supposed to be in?
Okay, can you list off the ports for me?
There is one that is 10GE, and the other one is GE.
So I would connect the GE into the connect it into the GE.
Okay, I was like 99% sure that's the one I unplugged it from, but
yeah. I mean, worst case, once the modem reboots, if the router is still not getting the connection, we can try the 10GE.
Okay.
And see if that maybe helps it. But as of right now, it is still showing that the router is offline. But the light levels look perfectly fine on the modem. It should take a few minutes for it to go ahead and update and reboot. You should be seeing some blinking lights on the black box.
Yep. There's power is green. The next light is red, solid. And then the GE light is blinking green.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still rebooting. That's why.
Okay. So when I plugged everything back in, it did not go through the same process of lights that it's been going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the reboot will just assist that.
Okay.
Okay. And it is showing that it is up and running as of 30 seconds ago.
So I've got the same two lights.
Mm-hmm. And one of them is still red?
Nope. Both are green, power, and then the one next in line.
Perfect. That's what we want to see.
Okay.
And then that third light, is it showing green or is it just completely off?
It's off.
Okay. Because typically what we want is we want three green lights. But it very well could be that maybe it's because it's not connected to the router. Because typically that third one is the router. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and connect it into the 10GE.
Okay.
And I assume the router is it's got a green light on it?
Yeah, a green light in the front and three green lights in the back.
Okay.
And a green light where the...
The one we want is the front one. So we don't want the front green light to be on. That router is kind of, in a sense, backwards. So if the green light is on, there's an issue. If there is no light on at all, then there's no issue. You're good.
Ah, okay.
So that router specifically works a little backwards. It's the reverse of what you would typically expect.
It's dimming and doing like a double blink and then going to bright and then dimming again. It seems like a pattern.
Yeah. Do me a favor.
And now there's some blinking lights on the modem.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look. I'm going to go ahead and run a speed test because it's showing that it's back online. I've got it as back online on my end. Did you want to go ahead and confirm that for me?
Bring out a paper towel when you come. Nope, it's showing as not in range. Yeah, it's not showing up.
Okay. Oh, no, it just went offline again. Okay. It came on for just a split second. Oh, yeah, that's frustrating. Okay. So let's try this, because I know it came on for just a split second. Let's try rebooting it, but leave it in that 10GE.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to power cycle it. We're going to remove the power cable from the back of the router, the white one.
Okay.
We're going to wait at least 30 to 45 seconds before plugging it back in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cable's out.
Yeah, because it came on for just a second. And by power cycling, what happens is it gets rid of all the other ones. I am seeing it now as online. Let's see if it stays that way. Because I'm getting a good reading here on this end.
Okay, should I plug the power back in?
Yes.
Okay, plug back in.
All right.
And I've got that green light on the front.
Yep, and that will be normal for a little bit.
Okay.
As it reboots. And that should take a couple of minutes there.
Okay.
In the meantime, the modem is looking very good right now.
The light for the 10GE is blinking.
Mm-hmm.
On this end. Well, was blinking.
Yep, it'll take a good second. It can take anywhere between 2 and 3 minutes for it to be fully up and running. They are never instant. I wish they were, though.
Yeah.
Okay, and how is it acting now?
The light on the the green light just went off.
Yep. I'm showing on my end that it is back online. Check
it's back
with
back online on this end.
Awesome. Yep. So by rebooting the modem, what I did is I had the circuit reboot so that it kind of clears all the old settings and resets it since it did lose before. So by doing that, I was hoping that it would clear any of those errors on the modem side. And then when you power cycle the router by giving it that much time, it completely lets all of the settings and the previous notices or notifications within the system completely disappear. And then by giving it that fresh start, it kind of just resets it in a sense. Now, password will still be the same. Everything's going to be the same. None of those settings are going to be changed, but at least it'll get rid of any errors that it was experiencing. And
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm
very
glad
much
that you're back online.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And Eric, is there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. I'm glad that we've got you back online and getting on to the rest of your night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.